Now, Carl, hi, good afternoon. Welcome back to Phoenix FM with your Essex Tales. And I think you're going to be going on a bit of a witch hunt this week, is that right?
Yes, Colchester, Matthew Hopkins and John Stern. Matthew Hopkins called himself the Witchfinder General. It's a title he gave himself because when the people met in Colchester about finding witches, hunting for witches, it was John Stern who was given the task of finding witches. Matthew Hopkins volunteered to help, and yet it is Matthew Hopkins' name that has come down through history and not John Stern's.
Typical manager.
A few years ago, Essex Storytellers did a two-hour performance based upon the witch trials in Essex of 1645. And we did very much, focused on Matthew Hopkins. Mm-hmm. He's an interesting character. I don't trust him at all. Mm-hmm. The only woman accused that survived or seemed to survive was a very attractive young woman, mm-hmm. as opposed to all the old women, that Hopkins visited on his own in a dead of night in Colchester Castle dungeon. She informed upon her mother and various other people. We don't know what happened to her, but I suspect that she was released and took ship to the New World.
Right. Well, tell us more.
Okay. It was March 1645. Four women had been sitting with Elizabeth Clark for a number of days. Poor Elizabeth Clark. Over 80 years old, one-legged, and almost blind. She had been accused of witchcraft. They had poked and prodded her body. They had examined every crevice, it seemed, of her body. And tonight, she was to be examined by John Stern and Matthew Hopkins. The tension in the room was great. And when the door opened and a tall, dark figure appeared in the doorway, the women drew back, wondering if it was the devil himself come to rescue Elizabeth Clark. And then they saw it was none other than John Stern. And behind him, Matthew Hopkins, with his greyhound by his side. And there was a sense of relief there. And they questioned Elizabeth Clark, asked her if there were any fellow witches in town. Insisted that she give their names. But she would not. She merely hobbled around the one room of her cottage on her crutch and her one leg. And Hopkins and Stern turned to go. But as they reached the door, she spoke her first words of the night. I will show you my imps. For they are ready to come. And Stern and Hopkins turned back. Everyone shuffled a little awkwardly, for they did not know what would happen. There was a look of horror on the faces of the women and even on the face of Matthew Hopkins. They will not harm you. Be not afraid, said Elizabeth Clark. Matthew Hopkins pointed his finger at her. And said, are you not afraid of the devil's spawn? For they mean nothing but evil in this world. And Elizabeth Clark answered, what, do you think I'd be afeard of my own children? Sit, and you will see. And the whole company sat, and they turned to face the corner that she had pointed to. And after a while, Edward Parsley, one of the watchers, spoke gently and said, Bess, hath the devil had use of your body? He has, it's true, said Elizabeth Clark. And he's a tall, proper gentleman. A properer gentleman than you, Master Hopkins, she said. And she spoke of her intimacy with Satan. He would arrive and say, Bess, I must lie with you. And she could not refuse him. She said their lovemaker would last all night and sometimes even longer. And she lapsed into silence for a few minutes before calling out, Halt! Halt! Come to me, I say, halt! And with that, a small white creature appeared. Like a cat, but smaller than a cat. It greeted its mistress and retreated into the dark. And then other creatures appeared. A dog with short legs that she called Jeremiah. A greyhound-looking dog with long legs, whose name was Vinegar Tom. And are there more of these creatures to come? Asked Hopkins. And she pointed at two black creatures. There's Sack and Sugar, she said. They're angry with you, Master Hopkins, for trying to have me swam. You were lucky they did not jump on your face, for they might have squeezed down your throat and deposited a feast of toads in your belly. They are the devil's imps and have left their mark on me. All those who have these marks are witches and are bound to the devil. And he is a hard master. Well, Matthew Hopkins left the room that night, convinced that he had found another witch. He'd heard enough, and she was to be hanged at Chelmsford. But as he walked down the streets, he was uneasy. For in the dark shadows, his greyhound and he caught glimpse of a small white creature. The greyhound raced after it, giving chase, but it could not catch it. Each time the greyhound came close, the creature seemed to flit from it as easily as a bird from one branch of a tree to the next. Hopkins peered through the gloom until both his greyhound and the creature ran out of sight. Then a yelp was heard and the greyhound returned, whimpering and with its shoulder bleeding. So she sends one of her imps to frighten me from my duty, Hopkins muttered. But I'm not so easily swayed from the path of righteousness as that, Mistress Clark. Your imps do not frighten me. But that was not the last he saw of those satanic creatures. When he arrived at his lodgings, a large black cat-like creature was sat on his strawberry bed. It fixed Hopkins with a stare and bolted for the gate. The dog gave chase, but soon came back, shaking and trembling, to the side of its master. Hopkins fondled the dog's ears and whispered comfort to the poor creature.
Well, he might not have been frightened, but I think I would have been.
It's poor Elizabeth Clark spent most of her time begging from other people. One-legged, 81 years old, I believe. Mm. Many people say that she wasn't in a right mind. But there were five or six witnesses that saw these strange creatures on that particular night.
But she didn't get hanged.
She got hanged, yes.
Oh, she did get hanged.
She did get hanged. Oh, right. Rebecca West did not.
Right.
We didn't burn witches in this country. They were hanged.
No.
Usually at Chelmsford. Mm. It's a sad period of Essex history, of England's history, actually. Mm. It's always the old women, the poor women, that are cited as witches, or someone who is maybe unpopular,
yes,
or a farmer has a grudge against, or looks different to the others. The research that we did for this took a year before, and then it took another 8 months preparing the performance of it.
I can imagine.
And the more research you do, the less sympathy you have for particularly Matthew Hopkins. I believe John Stern believed in what he was doing. I think Hopkins was probably an opportunist and saw a way to make himself important.
Fair
but that's
enough.
My personal opinion.
Yes, okay. Thanks very much indeed for that. So what have you got lined up for next
Well,
time?
I think I ought to do something about the black dog, Black Shuck, who roams East Anglia, it seems, sometimes as a harbinger of death. other times not. I have met people who have seen Black Shuck. When I've told a Black Shuck story, usually the one from Suffolk, they've come up to me afterwards and said, "Oh, I saw Black Shuck. I saw Black Shuck as a little girl."
Right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Carl. Much appreciated.